Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
Okay, so it's too late.
I just feel like the carved, the regular pumpkin, right? The gourd itself, totally fine to have. It's
really?
A harvest.
Okay.
It's a harvest thing. Now, granted, I wouldn't do that because I'm not a scumbag. I move on to a cornucopia, and if you're still using a regular pumpkin that you purchased for Halloween, again, scumbag.
And Steve.
So, yeah, I saw City Skylines 2, and I was like, I want to play that. But it's $50. So I was just putting the feelers out there to see if anyone had played it yet.
Where are you now in that negotiation with yourself about buying this and playing this?
About the same place. If I can be real honest, I was really just hoping somebody would send it to me.
Live on tape from APS 3. Whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Feels good to be honest.
I still have such trouble in my brain envisioning you sitting down to play a video game. It's just never been a part of what I've known about you.
I know.
And I gotta say, I don't like it.
Okay. Well, I mean, good news. I've done nothing.
Okay, good. Nobody came through?
Well, actually, our good buddy Chris Pruitt, he did. He sent me the first version of it. So City Skylines.
Which I would argue for someone like you, no offense, a simpleton, that's probably acceptable.
Yeah, I have done nothing with it.
Okay, I was going to ask, did you have to send him a message like, how do I log in?
No, he sent it. It's funny because he sent it to me like 6 months ago when I had talked about it.
Yeah.
And I promptly did nothing with it. And so when I talked about it again, he emailed me. He's like, dude, I already sent this to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh? So he re-forwarded me the email that he sent like in March or something.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah. All right. And again, did nothing.
So is this the week that you get back in?
This could
you,
be
you
the
sit down.
This could be the week.
I holiday got, week. You're going to. Yeah, you think this is the one?
You know, I got. Oh, hey there. Okay.
It's on loop.
We'll just start that over again. Yeah, no, maybe because I got the holiday week. I got Thursday and Friday off.
I
Saturday,
really want
Sunday.
You to, I really want you to be down in Indianapolis.
Right.
And just tell all the family, you know, hey, screw off.
Yeah, sorry.
For 3 hours. I've got a rule with an iron fist, Steveville.
I gotta head back to the hotel room because yeah, got a little bit going on. It's an election year in Steveville.
I really want you to like create the citizens in the city skyline. And I don't know if this is possible. Again, I've never been older and worse at technology.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be able to create, you know, citizens based on your mortal nemesises.
Okay.
That you just hate, and you like you make sure they live in squalor.
Yeah.
You know, like eating rat bones for dinner.
Okay.
You know, anytime they try to enter city limits, they get hit by a car.
Okay, so Steveville essentially needs, like, a Skid Row section.
Absolutely. I forget what they call it in Gotham City in the Batman, like the alley or the gallows, whatever they call it. Steveville needs the Skid Row for your mortal enemies.
Okay. All right, I can do that. Well, I don't know if I can do that. I probably shouldn't make that.
I'd like to see you just maybe that do promise. That on The Sims. And just maybe make the world's saddest family, you know, where like you know, the daughter goes and, you know, rebels and becomes a drug addict and, you know, burns the house down later in a fit of rage.
Could you do that in The Sims?
I don't know.
I never played it.
Is there an act like a legit grown-up Sims, right, where things go off the rails? Like, you miss work 3 days in a row, so you lose your job. You lose your house. You turn to prostitution to make money. Next thing you know...
I mean...
To dull the pain, you're taking heroin once a day.
It's a good idea. Probably make a lot of people feel better about their actual lives.
I'll post it on the poll. Do you want a sad The Sims game? Because... You know, the real life. I mean, listen, they've got
Well, in parentheses, you have to have, like, i.e. prostitution, drug addiction.
That's right.
Et cetera.
We have simulators for everything, right? I mean, we heard it in the last few weeks just from you. Dear God, I can't fathom somebody spent 30 minutes creating Euro Truck Simulator, which, as we discussed, was simply Truck Simulator in Europe, the other side of the road.
Yeah.
And instead of a truck... They say,
lorry.
Get in your lorry.
Probably a governor in there or something.
Briefly, because I don't want to harp on it too long, and we just have a mountain of stuff to get to today.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice noticeable. Well, if I noticed it, it would be noticeable. I saw a gap in the backyard today when I walked in the house.
Yeah.
So can we get the what I presume will be the final update?
Yeah.
On Shed Giveaway 2023, which at our last chat seemed to be at a stalemate until 2024 because the urgency simply wasn't there to get it gone.
Yeah, I still had it posted on Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody offered close enough to what we were looking to get for it. And I said, you know, if you can get it out of here, do it. So... Tuesday of last week, a guy showed up with a big flatbed truck and this big crazy machine. He plucked it up out of the backyard. He drove it across the front lawn, put it on a truck, and I've never seen it since then.
So you're happy with the process? Like it wasn't a mess. It wasn't 6 hours long. It wasn't okay.
No, he was the guy. It was obvious he like that's what he does. He moves big objects like sheds.
Okay.
So he came and it took him half hour maybe to load it up. It was like he had to shift it around a couple times. Like he had to kind of, you know, shift one end over, then go around the other side, shift that end over just to get it kind of past one of the trees and in between the fence. But it was no issue at all. I couldn't have been happier with how easy it was. I just had to be there. I had to stand there. I had to, the fence on the side of the house, like one of the posts just pops up out of the ground. So I was able to just pop that out of the ground, pop the two sections of fence out. He drove in, drove out, and yeah, half hour, start to finish.
Now there's that big noticeable space, right?
I know. It looks massive. I don't remember there being that big of a gap back there before we got the fence.
So what are we thinking?
Well, remember we had talked about an RC car track.
Oh, I thought this was going to go a different direction. But my ears are perked.
Okay.
Okay? And whatever hair I have left, on end.
Okay. First of all, to everyone in the room, raise your hand if you have an RC car. It seems like no one.
Easily solvable.
Yeah.
Grocery store chain right nearby. We'll get the nicest $29.99 ones that... You know, just start. Yeah. We all got to start somewhere.
That's easy. You just got to go buy one.
Yeah. We have to get back in the game. And you don't get back in the game with a Rolls Royce. You start with the 99 Cavalier or a Pontiac 1985.
I don't know. I really want to spend a lot of money.
You really do? You want to figure out a way to make this a definite...
I want to get one of those monster trucks that actually has a pull start on it. It's so big. Like RC version of it.
Okay. So, I mean, you... Okay, boy.
All in.
So then we'll race gas-powered pull start.
I need you to be all in with me.
And when I come over with $29.99 Gravedigger fake rubber wheels...
Where, again, it only goes forward and left.
Yeah, forward and left, and then... so everything, again, if you get stuck going the wrong way, it's like a 16-point turn.
Yeah.
So we've got, is that center area raised?
Where the shed used to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of inches.
So we could, hypothetically, here, this would, I think, work best. If we're going to do this, let's do it right.
Yeah, of course.
I'm thinking like barber-style chairs in the center.
Okay.
Right? So those poles that come out of the ground
yeah.
to where you and I can sit back to back or with space okay. in the middle mm-hmm. and observe the entire track and spin the chairs as need be.
So, see, because I'm picturing that the track isn't just going to be where the shed used to be. Because that's a pretty small footprint. I want it going all through the yard.
Okay. But if we make the shed, which already has a raised platform base,
yeah.
the home base for it's the drivers.
That base of operations.
And we start there in terms of our digging out the track around it.
Right.
Right. Again, so your plan is to then dig out like gullies and trenches.
Yeah. Berm turns.
Throughout the backyard. So that way jumps. When dogs, mm-hmm. children go through there. Chance of injury.
Yeah, they have to. They gotta be on high alert.
Yeah, and we're not flagging this thing. You know, like putting like, hey, watch your step, whatever. No. You're not. When you open the slider, you're now entering the RC track.
Yeah, you're in truck zone.
So be prepared physically to observe where you're walking.
So, how long until one of us like folds an ankle?
Well, maybe, I mean, I'm already on watch.
Sprains a knee.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking that by springtime we could have the track up and running.
Good. So you want to dig it out in the winter when yeah. it's frozen.
Well, and then it gives us a little time to build some hype, you know, maybe make a Facebook group
for us because you don't want people here.
Well, I mean, it would be kind of sweet to hold like
sure.
the big race every year. We'll call it Hell Track. It'll be in honor of course. Rad.
So we're going to have one race a year. But we need to start digging now in the winter when it's frozen. I do love how inevitably whenever these ideas come together, they seem to be like we have to somehow make them more difficult. So Steve's $500 car is going to be racing my $29.99 grave digger from the grocery store in a track with raise up barber chairs on a former shed floor in a yard with gullies and trenches and
yeah.
ramps. Strewn about.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Hell Track 2024.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to invite the guy that played Crew Jones. What is his name? Bill Allen.
Bill Allen, which yeah. again, as we found out, he's got nothing better going.
I came across that video just recently.
Oh, yeah?
The last week or so.
Still,
hey, Steve.
Still my favorite. Still the favorite gift I've ever gifted.
Yeah,
probably in the world.
That was amazing. Amazing.
Before we get too far in the weeds, which apologies, we already are.
Yeah.
Remiss to mention you as of release today, December, November 21st, you have 1 week remaining.
Yes.
To join the Steve and Kyle podcast Cloak and Dagger non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange.
That's the eighth annual.
We're going with the eighth. I don't know how it's going to pan out in the history books that inevitably will write about this. But the eighth annual is here. We have had thus far a tremendous turnout. I am thrilled with the way it's gone through the first week and a half.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And I new people, names I have not seen before, names asking questions about what it's about, and then entering their name in the fray. So you're likely to get one of the mainstays, just as likely to get someone who's never done this before.
Yeah.
I think I texted you this a week and a half ago. We're at like 13 or 14 states already.
Yeah. It's amazing. This is we're really bringing people together across this great land.
That's right. And that's what we've been known to do throughout our years.
Don't we have a Canada on there too?
We have someone from Canada. Oh,
how's postage work with that?
You know what? That is for the gift giver to worry about, not me. Well,
it could be me. Could be you.
You know what? Cross that bridge when we get there.
You know something? We're the ones that determine who gets who. So, no, it won't be me. Won't be you either.
Yeah, we're stretching, listen, from coast to, I believe we go all the way to Wyoming, east to west coast. We go all the way somewhere in Canada, all the way down to Louisiana.
We got anyone in the southwest?
I don't know if there was any Arizona or something. Yeah. I believe, I don't know, and I don't want to give away for anonymity's sake, and if people aren't comfortable with their state being given.
Hey!
Well, what if they find me?
I'm in North Carolina.
You mean in Colorado? That's going to drive around? Hey, Bill! Where are you? No, a lot of Tennessees, obviously, some New Yorks, Illinois, Louisiana's, Wisconsin, Michigan, Rhode Island, and Maine, PA, Iowa, I believe, is as far as we go.
All right.
Really love to tap that, the western side of this great land.
Yeah.
If anybody over there is listening, or if you know anybody, force them to join.
Yeah.
And even say, hey, you don't know these people, but you need to join. This gift exchange and send something random to somebody you'll never meet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So please send Oh, I'm sorry. We do go to Wyoming. I apologize. We are in the state of Wyoming, which is nice to have. Steve, you visited that great land of ours a couple of years ago.
I went to Wyoming.
Didn't you go to Wyoming? No, you went to Salt Lake. I don't know why I assumed
I didn't go to Salt Lake. I went to Lake Tahoe.
Oh, they're all the same. Land of a couple lakes is what they call it over there.
Yes. Yeah, the Windy City.
Please DM us your name and address. It works as it's pretty simple. If you're unfamiliar, but still, it's pretty simple. You're going to send us your name and address, and in about a week and a half, we're going to send you the name and address of someone else who had signed up for this gift exchange.
Mm-hmm.
It's your responsibility as quick as you can, or if you're already prepared and you know what you're going to send, to please send a gift, wrapped, boxed, whatever it may be, anonymous. You can put your name on it. That's up to you as well. To that recipient. In the amount of $5, $10, $15, no more than really $20.
Right. Yeah.
That's up to you. This isn't about the dollar amount situation. This is more about the spreading of this podcast community throughout listeners as far as they go.
Perfect opportunity if you make some kind of stupid trinket.
Yeah. Do you have a piece of shit wooden Jeep Comanche behind you? No offense.
Come on, you big dumb idiot.
Wrangler?
No.
Liberty.
Definitely.
Patriot.
No.
President.
No.
Yeah. Vice President.
Jeep President.
The Senator. Are they all like, are they all Congress names?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Secretary of State.
The new one coming up 20. That's what that is. It's the new 2024 Minority Whip.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you make garbage gifts of some kind, maybe you, I don't know, collect rocks or something.
Oh, God. Please don't send someone a bag of rocks.
The true spirit of the holidays.
That's right. That's right. If you have anything local to you that you want to spread, hey, you know, we have a delicious place that bakes like the best packaged donuts, whatever it may be in our area, send that out. If there's something related to the podcast, please send that out as well. People have sent merch before, stephenkyle.com/merch. Mm-hmm. We've upgraded the merch store. You can use that as well. Please DM us now. Again, you only have a week left. If you're listening to this on Tuesday the 21st, you need to get your name and you only have a week left. We're going to cut this off before November is over.
Yeah.
We're not going to take any bleed over because we like to get those sent out so people can send their gifts along as needed. So,
yeah, because as you know, the USPS gets a little fussy this time of year. Tell people
you gotta mail stuff 11 days in advance if you want priority mail, but we're still gonna charge you for priority mail even though it's not gonna get there in 2 days.
But stamps yesterday or this week, 66 cents now.
Oof.
Wouldn't think they'd go with the mark of the devil.
Yeah,
but here they are.
Thought they would have skipped it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, we got some we got some stuff over here on the end of the counter. Do you want to get to that?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Hey, folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Not going to use the letter opener?
On the perforated?
Yeah, what the heck?
No, never. What am I, an animal? I hate that thing.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good perforation right there.
Well, Steve, you and I know better than anybody. If there's a place you go for perforation, it's the Bill Payment Processing Center. Our
is
friends.
That, is that in Sioux Falls, South Dakota?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Of course it is. There's nobody that does perforations quite like our friends. Listen to that.
That's a... I mean... Best you've heard? Best I've heard.
That is an exquisite effort from our friends at the Bill Payment Processing Center. Again, if you're driving through, please stop in and say hello. From our dear friend, Billy Stacks, filling up the coffers once again, Steve. Thank you, Billy.
Appreciate it.
William Stackman coming through in the clutch.
Did I tell you that the coffers are getting real overflowing? Because we sold...
I wouldn't say real. Well, I mean,
we sold the old mixer.
So we're still like 300 below what we were before we bought the mixer?
Roughly.
Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to verify.
But who knows? Right. You got something else over there. What is this?
All right. This is another gift. This was delivered to my home.
Oh.
From our friend, UP Chris.
Oh, UP Chris. All
who,
right.
Much like our friend Trevor in Dixon /Burns, not Nashville, is UP Chris in name only at this point.
Yeah. He's now a lower peninsular.
He is a downriver scumbag is what they call him in Michigan.
No offense.
For about 9 months out of the year. So yeah, this is sent right to my house, to the Steve and Kyle podcast. So you're telling me with this letter opener here, I'm going to take it and I'm going to angle it down.
Do you want me to, because you got to open the one.
I couldn't be happier to spread the wealth. And if you could give that microphone a nice audio glimpse of this nice tear. So I love a good paper tear, by the way.
I'm going to hold the envelope in my left hand at about a 45 degree angle.
Just to jump in here. I am 36 years old, learning how to open an envelope.
Okay, I'm going to go with the, see, right in there. And I'm going to, almost like I'm throwing a frisbee.
Okay. I appreciate that demonstration.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a good one. Now, sometimes it'll take you.
So I think that's my problem. I think my problem has been I try to do it in the one swoop.
Yeah, I know. You gotta. It takes time. All right.
That's a nice job over there.
So again, this is sent from UP Chris. What is this garbage? Okay. Dear Steve and Pyle Codpast. I am enthusiastically sharing with you a collection from my personal archives. This very bulletin from last week's Maritime Sailors Cathedral, the famous musty old hall in Detroit. I like how he spelled D-E-T-R, capital O, capital Y, capital E, capital T.
Well, listen, Detroit. That is, we are simply following the words of one of this generation's greatest, last generation's greatest wordsmiths. Yep. Gordon Lightfoot.
All right. From last week's Maritime Sailors Cathedral. Yes, that famous musty old hall in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Annual Great Lakes Memorial. Basically, the Edmund Fitzgerald Memorial Service. You'll note, as described within this bulletin, this is the first annual service since losing Gordon Lightfoot. So tragically last spring.
R.I.P. Gordo.
The
tragic.
Bell,
tragic. He's 85. Mm.
The bell was rang one extra time on Sunday in honor of our fallen folklore hero. Note that its immeasurable value has likely been tarnished by my haphazard folding job to fit it in this envelope, but I trust that it will adorn the hallowed studios of APS 4.0 as a token of our collective appreciation for what old Gordo has done for our brethren on the mighty Fitz. All the best, UP Chris. P.S., still waiting for our UP Comanche adventure. Chris, that is going to happen.
He was equally as distraught that we did not call him. He desperately wants to be our Lake Superior correspondent.
Our go-to?
And I told him, we're full up.
Already got one. Look at this. The Great Lakes Memorial Service, November 12th, 11 o'clock. Maritime Sailors Cathedral. Now, we were texting about this the other day.
Because I knew he went. He had messaged me that he was going to make the venture over there.
And you sent me like screenshots of posts that he had made from there. And we talked back and forth. And I said, would it be offensive to protest on one of the bell tolls?
I asked him to give one loud boo
for the cook.
And obviously the cook would have been bell number 29, mm-hmm. bringing up the rear, the basement of the boat, yeah. boat basement, I think is what they call them.
Yeah. Yeah, the downstairs.
So, yeah, that is there anything in there that mentions
the actual cook? Let's
see. Well, maybe not the cook, but does it mention the that this is the end, this is where they toll the bell for those lost on the boat?
Special note, the underground garage will close promptly at 3 p.m. today.
Oh, I hope he got out of there okay.
Yeah. Let's see, a bunch of songs. Whew, boy, must have been a long service.
Boy, that is a lot of pages.
Yeah.
Do they only open the building once a year?
Let's see. Tolling for the sailors. Captains of the International Shipmasters Association and leaders of the maritime community. Captain Mike Nall. Captain Roger Hewlett. Captain Ken Suckdick.
Nope. Nope. I feel like you've just read a tweet from like Barry McCockiner. And that cannot be.
Look, I mean,
you know, pass it over. Let me take a look at this.
The third one down right there.
Yeah, all right. Let me get fresh eyes on this thing. Okay. That's Captain Mike Null, Captain Roger Hewlett, and Captain Ken Suckdick.
So I appreciate your apology.
I feel like someone played a big gag on the old maritime cathedral. So, yes. Okay. So the military personnel, mm-hmm. it appears, told for those lost on the boat. Mm-hmm. And, oh, no, I'm sorry. Tolling for the sailors was each of these, boaters. Beep, beep. And.
Did I have a special one in there for the cook?
Tolling for the military personnel was someone from the military. And tolling in memory of Gordon Lightfoot, because, again, not military, not a boater.
Right.
Outside of probably the yacht that his second ex-wife took. was a chairman and trustee of the church.
Okay.
So right. Military said no thanks. Suck Dick said no thanks.
Look, we're just reading the names.
So our thanks to Lisa Baker for tolling for Gordon M. Lightfoot. Well, that is, I wonder if that is as somber an occasion as we just made it. When old Kenny S. strolled up to the podium and grabbed the string of that bell.
Ding dong.
Well, no, listen, this will adorn the walls here.
Yeah.
Of APS 4.0.
Should we get a frame for it?
I think so. I think that makes sense. Yeah.
Should I try going to the frame shop again?
Yeah, I think you bring this in and say, give me your best and brightest to measure this pamphlet, which is probably, you know, the guy's going to look at it confused. Well, this is the oddest shape I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then just shout at you $300.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think, yeah, we need to add that to the wall. And obviously, we have the upside-down jersey.
Yep.
From our friend the town drunk. We have the Prohibition-era prescriptions for whiskey, which is yeah. our delightful edition.
That was the one that they wanted.
Yep.
Wanted $189, I think it was.
Yeah. One of our old banners sent from, I want to say, Chris Pruitt sent that to us.
Yeah.
The Claimed by Death. Cut out from the newspaper, C.G. Johnson.
Claimed by
death. Which, again, was not his headline. It was for the article above it, but the way it was clipped is hilarious. And it looks like C.G. Johnson was claimed by death.
Which I guess we all are in the end, right? I mean, we all face that fate.
And our friend Kenny Rogers sent us a signed photo of him.
It says, I'm still alive. Keep on gambling.
Obviously. Thanks to our friend Kenny. Yeah, and as well as the sideways vision of the Mackinac Bridge.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit OsbourneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Steve, you and I missed. I wouldn't say we missed it. This is kind of the office space. I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Sure.
Something this week that we had been not teasing, but we had talked about and kind of fell apart based on what a local municipality decided.
Yeah.
It was a year ago that you and I were, probably today, maybe a year ago, we're trying to figure out, are we going to decorate a trailer and go through this local holiday parade or not?
Well, I mean, we weren't trying to figure it out. We had plans. I was going to pick up the trailer and...
Yeah, I was having a panic attack because we still didn't have trailer, nothing decorated, nothing set up, and it was day of parade.
Day of, yeah. Yeah.
So that came and went because an unseasonable snowstorm hit, and they canceled the parade.
Yeah.
And then they decided to move it from a Saturday to a Thursday.
To a Thursday.
For our local parade, so that caused us to just say, we can't do it. And it would have been... Not impossible. It would not. It would have been incredibly hard for us to do this.
Yeah.
So, color me surprised that at this point today, my 5-year-old son has been in more parades than I have.
How do you swing that?
And not only that, as of recording this right now, this morning, two more parades than I have ever been in.
Wow. He is, he's really racking them up.
I guess. What's
going on? How did he get the invite?
The local one was my wife's place of work, where she is a nurse practitioner at, asked her if she wanted to walk with them in the local parade.
Okay.
And then extended that invite to Reed. As well, to hand out candy, which he was just giddy about.
Sure. Did the invite get extended a little further to you?
Yes.
And, of course, me and the podcast?
You know, I hadn't thought about pressuring for the podcast.
Huh.
I was invited.
Okay.
Declined. I want my first parade. To be with this podcast.
You want your first parade to be our first parade.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to bastardize the, you know, when I look across the trailer that's rumbling across a rural road, inevitably just annihilating the audio quality.
Yeah.
And see what I think is either a tear in your eye and you see a tear in my eye. I don't want that moment ruined.
Sure, sure.
By walking with a place that I really have no association with.
Okay, right? I appreciate that.
But let me tell you, if we do a parade, it will never be that one.
Really?
I showed up to watch him and see him towards the end.
So this is the one the other night.
What a mess.
Okay.
So when you think parade,
yeah,
you're going to think typically the one of the main roads in the town.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've got everything, right? Fire trucks, ambulances, semis, whatever. Big floats, right? Yep. And wide trailers.
Yeah.
Like what we saw at the Memorial Day parade. You know, there was a musical performance. It was what I expect out of a parade.
Lawnmowers and side-by-sides.
Right. Golf carts. So they did these down such tiny roads. None of those things were included. No semis, no fire trucks, no ambulances, none of the big, no big floats.
Okay.
Mostly just people walking next to F-150s with a banner for their business.
Okay, so I didn't really go all out.
We watched it go by, my mother and I.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Katie that night, there's zero chance Steve and I can do that because our idea is to do a podcast while being in the parade. One, it would have been our shortest podcast to date.
I was going to say, how long, start to finish, how long would it take to be in the parade?
I'll say this, it was me and my mom standing on the side just to see Reed.
Mm-hmm.
And it started at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I was back in the car by 6:49. Okay. And we were towards the end.
Okay. Do you think, I mean, could we do a couple laps?
No, I think this just sucks. Okay. But yes, you know what? That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like we get towards the end and we try to like rally the troops. Come on, guys! One more time.
Send her around again. Or maybe
and all the cops are just directly telling us, no, we're opening these roads again. No.
We just change our shirts or something. So like, no, we're not them. We're a different group.
So this thing, the reason I told her there's no chance you and I could do a podcast from this parade.
Mm-hmm.
One, it would be too short. And two, again, to describe to you, I think you may be unfamiliar with where this route was. Are you familiar with that little tiny little, not strip mall, but where it has a coffee shop, mm-hmm. chicken wing restaurant?
Yep.
That road.
Oh, so.
Where people walk.
The road that every time I'm near it, I feel like I'm not supposed to drive on this.
Exactly.
Road. Okay.
There's a parade down there.
A parade down. It feels more
it's
like.
It's a one laner. Like it's a one lane brick road. It's, like
it feels like you're walking on a pathway through a park.
Yeah.
It doesn't really feel like a road.
So it would also not fit our idea very well, because how am I supposed to say, hey, Steve, you see that idiot over there and like, right. you know, all camo and whatever and a
right.
top hat.
Right. Because they're actually closer to you.
Yes.
Than we
they
are
would
to,
hear me
than,
say that.
And we are to each other right now.
Yeah. The way the audio would go, hey, Steve, you see that idiot over there in all camo and a top hat? Hey, I heard that.
Guys, I'm right here.
We're annoying this area. A gunshot.
So it's not going to work.
Unless they go back to a traditional parade next year.
All right.
Where, you know, down the main road on a mm-hmm. morning or, you know, middle, yeah. whatever it may be, or on a weekend, whatever. I think you and I will have to branch out mm-hmm. for where we think we're going to do our first parade cast from a parade. I think we get back on board with this Memorial Day idea.
Okay, well, I mean, that gives us, you know,
six, seven months
to prep for it.
Or do we leave that as our...
Should have the Comanche running again by then.
God, I can't tell you how much I hope you go into that big old garage in, like, April, and it doesn't work.
And I just think, oh, yeah, I still have that thing.
I sent you a picture. My brother... I should clarify. My brother sent me an ad a couple of weeks ago that I forwarded to you.
What was that?
That he was hoping for a response. Let me see. And maybe, I believe it was on like Facebook Messenger, because I just forwarded the listing to you. So I wonder if you did say you received it. Let's see. Where is it? Oh, no, I did. I texted it to you. Mm-hmm. And I said, why can't yours look this good?
Boy, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, let me look at this thing, Steve. 1989.
Yeah. Already speaking my language.
Look at that beaut. Huh?
Let's see. That does look pretty good. So you're telling me that if my truck looked like this, mm-hmm. you'd have more respect for me?
No, not for you, for the truck. The truck can only do what it was built to do, which is look like and apparently occasionally turn on.
It turns on every time I ask it to.
The fact that you need like a cloth over your nose so you don't consume fuel.
Look, it's got a bit of an exhaust leak.
What's stopping your Comanche from looking like that? That beautiful shining red paint. I mean, this thing looks exquisite. It's nice and clean inside.
Well, I mean, mine's clean inside.
You have, I mean, obviously it's, compared to the first time I rode it where you had, you know, loose wires, you were just jacked to get that thing out on the road. Right. That's fixed, right?
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, most of like the outside, what, you know, when are you going to, that nice little, what do they call that? The rails?
Oh, the roll bar in the back.
You going to add something cool like that?
I would love a roll bar.
Are you going to take this thing up to the sand hills next year? I mean, what's the plan?
I don't know. Kind of losing interest.
Listen, for me, there's no better outcome on the planet than this long, long journey taking you to buying a Comanche. I'm sorry, taking you to buying two Jeeps prior and rebuilding and fixing them up, selling them, to buying a Comanche, which, insanely enough, you claimed was one of your dream vehicles. Rebuilding that to the point where you say, good enough, right? Because I think you'd look at it, you'd be like, oh, it's not like what you would say is like the perfect or the great Comanche. You'd be like, oh, it's good enough. Yeah. And you got how many, like three or four colors on it?
Multiple. Well, I mean, the front half is red, the back half is black, like that right there.
Right. And you built a gigantic garage in your backyard for it.
Yeah.
So for me personally, There's no better outcome than you saying that. Saying, I'm kind of losing interest.
That I'm tired of it.
And then come April or May, you end up just kind of shoving it to a back corner of that garage and then just mounting crap around it and then never taking it out again.
Putting it out behind the garage so I can fit like a nice new lawnmower in the garage.
And then 2025 comes and you're like, I don't know. Do I even want to take it with us when we move?
Well, it hasn't been started in 2 years.
Yeah, just like listed on the sale of the house, like Jeep stays with. Right.
Don't even try to give it back.
I love this. I've never been happier.
No. I of course am kidding. I have full interest in the Comanche.
Yeah.
I'm ecstatic that its new home is finished. I've passed my final inspection. I am 100% legal. It's great to know. I was putting up lights out there yesterday so I can actually like work in there.
That's right. You know what? We don't have time today to ask because we do have a hard out.
Sure.
I need to ask about what I saw coming up when I pulled into the driveway.
What'd you see coming up?
We'll get to it next week. And the A bit. Hey, get your names and address if you want to join the Winter Solstice Gift Exchange. You only have a week left. Please check out the delightful artwork we've put together on all of these social media posts.
Do I need to ask about some of that next week?
I don't know what. I think they look great.
I would say that they look 80% great. And I don't mean 80% of the images. I mean like 80% of each individual actual image. But then there's about 15-20% that I look at and I'm just like, what is going on in that picture?
Yeah. And listen, I am obviously a amateur using a free AI image generator.
Is that where they're coming
from? Oh yeah. Okay. And but to look at those and think Hollywood was worried that it was coming for their jobs makes me laugh.
So at Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you go to any of them, you'll see the post for the Winter Solstice Gift Exchange.
Yes.
So get your names in. You have just a week left. And then we'll start sending out the person that you've been paired with. So keep an eye on your inbox at Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we will talk to you next week. See ya.